You can now purchase t-shirts, mugs, caps, hoodies, wall clocks, and other gifts with the TV Confidential logo from the official TV Confidential merchandise shop. For more information, go to televisionconfidential.com/merchandise or cafepress.com/TV Confidential, cafepress.com/TV Confidential.
Hi, this is Donna Mills. You are listening to TV Confidential.
Where we play our conversation with Don Wells from July 2017. Coming up in our second hour, we'll also hear from our friend Bill Front. Bill Front, like Jeffrey Mark, was also close friends with Don Wells for many, many years. In the meantime, we mentioned the tribute to Don Wells in Gilligan's Island that was held at the Hollywood Museum in September 2019. As we mentioned earlier in the program, among the luminaries who spoke that night was Lloyd Schwartz. Lloyd Schwartz, son of Sherwood Schwartz, creator of Gilligan's Island. Lloyd spoke of how Don shared many traits with the Marianne character, most notably graciousness and kindness.
Yes, the age-old question. Most people think which came first, the chicken or the egg, but here we all know it's really, is it Marianne or Ginger? And since Don is sitting right here and Tina isn't, the answer is obvious. It's Marianne. Now, my father, Sherwood Schwartz, created my brothers and my sister, and he also created Marianne, which when he dreamed up Gilligan's Island. Now, when they filmed that show, that's when I first got to meet Don on the set. And our lives have intertwined since that day. Anyway, Marianne and Don Wells do share one trait, kindness. Fans knew that. Now, did you know that Don got 5 times the fan mail of anybody else in the cast?
Yeah.
You did. Yeah. I think you answered most of it too, by the way. Anyway, one more trait, graciousness. I've had the pleasure of being with Don at several events. One after another, men would come up, of all ages, and they come up to her and they profess how they love her. Many whisper, if I had to pick between Marianne and Ginger, I'd pick you. And she smiles and says, thanks them, as if each man was the very first one to tell her this. A few years ago, when we were casting the stage play, Gilligan's Island the Musical, which I had written with Dad and my sister Hope Juber and her husband, we decided to ask Dawn if she would consider playing the part of Mrs. Howell. She said, I'd be honored. And she said, and for once, I would get to wear all those clothes. She played Mrs. Howell, and she was wonderful. But is that a surprise to anyone?
Lloyd Schwartz on the grace and kindness of Don Wells and how Don relished the opportunity to play Mrs. Howell in the stage play Gilligan's Island, the musical. Don Wells passed away Wednesday, December 30th at the age of 82. Also among the speakers honoring Don Wells that night in September 2019 was our friend Ruta Lee. After honoring Sherwood Schwartz and his family, Ruta spent a few minutes talking about her dear friend, Don Wells.
Speaking of wonderful friends, I'm here because I really, really love Marianne, and I love Don Wells, who is exactly what Marianne was, the dearest, loveliest, bubbliest, most wonderful girl with a wildly wicked sense of humor. And I'm so proud of her for doing everything that she has done and always contributing to the betterment of mankind in whatever way she can.
Ruta Lee toasting her friend Don Wells at the unveiling of the lobby exhibit at the Hollywood Museum that honors Don Wells and the legacy of Gilligan's Island. The clip you just heard was from TV Confidential's coverage of the evening, which took place in September 2019. Don Wells closed the ceremony that night by expressing her gratitude to the Schwartz family and to the fans of Gilligan's Island around the world.
I can't tell you what this means to me. You do a million things in your lives and you don't know what makes a difference. But doing the series Gilligan's Island, beautifully written, kind and dear as all the cast was, I didn't realize the importance of the character of Marianne. And I think we need more Marianne's today on the air. stop drinking and smoking dope and do something kind of nice and kind for the rest of the people. But I am so grateful to the Schwartz family for bringing me to you in your living room. I had no idea I was going to be asked to stand here. I'm going to cry in a minute or two. But you go through life and you do the best you can. You don't know what's going to happen afterwards. And the series of Gilligan's Island in, 30 languages all over the world, no dating it, no cars or clothes that tell you when it was. Marianne was your first crush. She'd been the girl you'd marry. She'd be your best friend. And I thank God for the writers. And I'm going to cry. I did not know I was going to be asked to speak, but I want to say how much I appreciate all of you who cared for the show for so long and for including me tonight. We celebrate television done by wonderful, wonderful writers and producers, and I'm grateful to have been part of the Gilligan's Island family. God bless you all.
Dawn Wells closing out the ceremonies honoring her career and the legacy of Gilligan's Island that took place at the Hollywood Museum in September 2019. That night marked one of the last, if not the last, public appearances that Dawn Wells made. Dawn Wells passed away Wednesday, December 30th at the age of 82. Our second hour will include a replay of a conversation that Tony and Donna and I had with Dawn Wells that originally aired in July 2017. We hope you stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Dawn Wells, of course, known around the world as Marianne on Gilligan's Island. Western fans know her for her performance as Cleanna in the classic 1975 Western Winterhawk. As it happens, also in July 2017, we had a chance to talk to the star of Winterhawk, Michael Dante, and Michael had this to say about Dawn Wells. Before we forget, Cleanna was played by Dawn Wells in the movie. Dawn also narrated the movie. I think I told you this, Michael. I had a chance to talk to Dawn last week, and Dawn Wells says hello.
Oh, thank you. She's a wonderful lady and a terrific actress. I thought she did a great job, and she's really a great contribution to our business. She has been a fine actress all these years, and then a wonderful person to work with and to be around. She has all the elements of joy when you're making particularly an outdoor production with a lot of action. And the elements of snow and rain and cold, like we did in Winterhawk.
Actor Michael Dante on how Dawn Wells brought an element of joy to the set of Winterhawk, particularly during the stretches of production when they filmed on location in harsh weather conditions. Dawn Wells passed away Wednesday, December 30th at the age of 82. We will replay our conversation with Dawn from July 2017 in our second hour. Plus, we'll welcome back our friend Bill Funt. Bill Funt knew Dawn for many, many years, and we'll share a few memories with you. All that and more coming up during hour number two of TV Confidential. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Linda Day George.
Diane Cannon.
Donna Mills.
Richard Benjamin.
Michael Bell.
Joan Van Ark.
Thank you so much, Joan. I really appreciate this. I hope we'll have a chance to chat again.
Well, I hope so, too. And let me tell you, bravo to you. Kudos for doing your homework. That's all I got to say. Thank you. Hugs.
That's TV Confidential. Every week on this station.
And every day online at televisionconfidential.com.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.